Welcome back to A Word With You. I'm Jürgen, and today we're still talking about intimacy. Intimacy with Father God, and we've talked about what intimacy really is. We've talked about the general benefit of intimacy, and today we're going to talk about our distractions. What are the things that distract us from becoming intimate with God? And when I say intimate with God, I mean a relationship with Father God, with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in such a way that we begin to experience their heart, that we begin to experience their mind and what they feel. It can be out of the Word, it can be something that the Lord lays on your heart, but that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about intimacy. If you look at a relationship between a husband and a wife, you look at a couple that love to spend time together. Well, mostly. Sometimes they also have their moments. But yes, you look at a couple and they love to spend time together. They love to be with one another. They go on walks and they take a walk to the park and they go watch a movie together. They have supper at a restaurant just to make special time. And in that special time, intimacy develops and intimacy is built. And the next thing that happens in a couple's life is there's a seed from intimacy, and that seed is a baby. And so this family begins to grow, and it's an absolutely beautiful picture. Now, listener, as you know, that Father God calls himself a father because he is a family man. God is a family man. That's why he's got such an amazing heart for families, and that's why he really cares about family. And it's interesting that he calls himself Father. He could have called himself anything he wanted to, and we would have called him that, but he reveals himself as the Father. And it's such a beautiful thing because he knows how much we need a father. And so, I know many of us didn't really have a relationship with our father. Some of us had an amazing relationship with our father. I lost my father when I was 16 years old, so I had no relationship really with him because he died when I was a teenager. And so, his heart as a father is to be intimate with his sons and daughters. Listener, if you have a child, and you think about the relationship you have with your child, how intimate is that relationship? It's absolutely intimate. Think about the times that you look into your child's eyes. Think about the times that you enjoy their smile. What's the last thing that they've did that you thought that was really special, that was so special what they did there? Those are intimate moments. Even if you don't have children, I want you to think about the relationship that you had with your parents. There were intimate moments that you had as a child in their house. And so here Father God talks to us in his word, and he says to us, I want you to draw near to me. I want you to know me. I want you to be with me. I want you to spend time with me. If you seek me, you will find me. All of these things notes to me that God has a desire for intimacy. He wants to be with us. But now here comes the challenge. We live in the 21st century, and it would seem that this is the century in which we are most distracted from being intimate with God. When I speak to people, one of the main problems that they have is they say, Jürgen, I have no time. I struggle to make time for God. And the whole crisis there is the fact that we don't make time. You see, time is in our control, and I know it doesn't always feel like that, but time really is in our control. I can determine how my schedule looks, even if I'm working. I decide when I wake up. I decide how I spend my time. And so the first thing about time is intimacy requires time. The only way I'm going to get intimate with Father God is if I'm spending time with him. That's the only way. So a big distraction for us these days is the fact that we're very busy. We all have really busy schedules. We have to drop children at school. We have to be in school or university. And so the demand on our time is a lot. A big problem for us most is the fact that we need to spend so much time making money so that we can pay for everything that's so expensive these days. And so the living cost is the fact that it's so high, and it also requires more time. And so I understand completely the problem with time, but I want to encourage you, don't allow time to become the reason you don't spend time with God. The only way you're going to get intimate with Father God and get the benefit of intimacy with him is by making time and spending time with him. It's such a basic thing, and yet many of us really struggle with it. I myself, even though I'm in a full-time vocational calling for God, I work for God, that's what I do. Even I sometimes struggle to make time for God. It's completely human. But I want to encourage you, listener, make time. Make time in the morning. If it means half an hour earlier, why don't you try and do that? Why don't you try and get up half an hour earlier? Another distraction that we face in this modern day future, but it's a very futuristic age we're living in. But this age we're living in is consumed with technology. We cannot live without technology. Our entire system of work, our entire system at home is all based on the technological advances that we've made. But do you realize, listener, how difficult that makes your relationship with God? I want to ask you, talk to me about Facebook. How is Facebook distracting you from speaking to God in the day? How is Facebook distracting you at work? Talk to me about YouTube. How many YouTube videos have you watched that you thought, that's absolutely ridiculous. Why did I even watch that? And you actually could have spent that time just praying a bit. How many messages, how many tweets have you sent? How many emails just have you read? And how many things have you just looked up on the internet that has been absolutely pointless? How many reviews have you seen and things that you've looked at and Pinterest pictures have you looked at and afterwards you thought, what have I done with my time? I don't really know what I've done with my time. And yet, you were busy. You did so many things. You Facebooked and you checked a message and you wrote a message and you did this and you sent an email and you quickly replied to 20 SMSs. But can you see, listener? My friend, my brother, my sister, can you see how technology has the ability to steal from us in a very big way? I'm a young person, and I'm a young adult with a newly established relationship and family, and yet for us it's one of the most difficult things, is the fact that technology steals from us. And I'm not saying technology is from the devil and all of those things. What I'm saying is technology should serve us, and technology should not become the barrier between us and our relationship with God. So I want to challenge you, leave your phone off at night when you're spending time with God. Don't put it on. Put away the Facebook, put away the Facebook on your phone, leave it for a day, and if it really is a problem to you, why don't you delete Facebook for just a month? You can just click on that icon on your smartphone, hold it in, press the X button, or delete it, or remove whatever your phone does, and get rid of it for a while. Why don't you ask your wife to keep you accountable and your friends at work and say, hey, I'm really struggling a bit with technology, just help me a bit. I need to build my relationship with God more. So, technology can be a very, very big distraction, really. Allow technology to serve you, and you have your Bible on your phone and things like that, which is great. But don't let technology steal from you in your relationship with Father God. So that's what I want to encourage with you today. Don't get distracted. Make time for God. Don't let time get wasted unnecessarily. And number two, technology should serve you, and it mustn't steal from you. Let's pray together. Father God, we want to just bring every listener before you today. And you know the world we live in. You know the place we're living at. You know the pace of life these days. God, it's quite fast. I don't think it's ever been this fast in the history of mankind. But Lord, I pray that you would help us. Please help us to find the balance. Please help us to find the place where we can still get quiet and seek your face. Please help us with the distractions. Please help us with technology, God. Come and reveal things to us in our hearts while we get intimate with you. Will you come and convict us? If need be, Lord God, about the things that are out of place in our lives. We honor you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.